I'm Austin Kim with these top stories here on Newsy. People in Louisiana are surveying the damage after Ida made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane. And while it's now been downgraded to a tropical storm, the rescue effort could take days. The southern part of Louisiana took the brunt of the storm. Many buildings in the region sustained damage. And you also see downed trees and downed power lines. Officials are telling people to stay inside as much as possible as cleanup efforts get underway. Flooding is also a major problem across the state. A giant storm surge reportedly caused levees to fail in several parishes outside of New Orleans. Officials warn hundreds to seek higher ground immediately. Right now, not only are crews trying to get a sense of the damage, they're also working to clear roads.
You can count on a lot of impassable roads, of course, low-lying areas, roads flooded. We have to first get out there and, you know, make sure that we have our crews in front of us that have chainsaws and ATV vehicles and whatnot to make sure we can clear paths to get there. Of course, that's the biggest part, is routing everybody in.
So this video gives you an idea of the strong winds that came through southern Louisiana. And by Sunday night, almost all of New Orleans was without power. Power company Entergy, which is the electric provider for the region, said it will take days to assess the damage and even longer to restore service. More than a million people in the state are without power, according to PowerOutage.us. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says the agency is helping local crews with damage assessments and rescues.
We're hearing about widespread structural damage, significant structural damage, several buildings that potentially have collapsed, a number of hospitals that are operating on generator power, and that fact that we do know that there are some people that are stranded that will need some assistance. This is going to have some significant impacts. These are just the initial reports.
Criswell also emphasized the flooding concern, adding the sheer amount of water from Ida is putting a strain on infrastructure. The Army Corps of Engineers is also working to clear debris, while the U.S. Coast Guard is on standby to help with rescues for anyone stranded. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking for U.S. troops to leave Afghanistan. There are just hours left until the midnight deadline, even as thousands are desperate to get on the last evacuation flights. The White House says the U.S. has evacuated 1,200 people over the last 24 hours. More than 122,000 people have been flown out since August 14th. The National Security Advisor says he believes the U.S. has leverage to make sure the Taliban sticks to its commitment. It promised to allow safe passage for Americans and Afghan allies with appropriate documentation even after the deadline. I'm Austin Kim, and this is Newsy.